Good evening, Kai. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you very much.
Sweden is perhaps not a very well-known name here in Australia in terms of the space program, but you do have a space program, don't you?
Yes, since 1957, when we had the International Space Science Year, Geophysical Science Year. And in 1986, we launched our first Swedish satellite, Viking, from French Guiana in a piggyback arrangement with the French remote sensing satellite Spot.
A very appropriate name for a Scandinavian satellite.
Yeah, it's from the Nordic mythology. And a follow-on to Viking was the Freya satellite, launched in 1992. Also for investigation of the origin of the aurora.
Perhaps we could go back to Viking and talk about some of the things it did. I remember seeing pictures of the aurora taken by Viking. Is that correct?
Yes, there were UV cameras on board taking pictures of the aurora from above. And quite beautiful ones where you can see the whole aurora oval at the northern and southern hemispheres.
Was Viking primarily a scientific satellite, or is it a technology development satellite, or was it both?
Both, I would say. It was a project to get the Swedish space industry skilled in these technology areas, and also the scientific mission, of course.
And then you went on to Freja, and what was the aim of that?
It was a follow-on to Viking. Interesting things had been discovered with the Viking satellites, and the scientists wanted to look further into the origin of the aurora. So, launched in 1992, and operated in 4 years, it gave even more interesting results.
And Freja was launched on a Chinese rocket.
Yeah, the Long March 2B from Zhejiang in China.
And you found working with the Chinese quite satisfactory?
Yes, the excellent launch, good ground operations there.
And from Freja, where have you gone?
We started then the Odin project, a small satellite with a dual mission. Astronomy to look into the formation of stars, and aeronomy to look into the depletion of ozone. And the satellite is now in final preparation for a launch mid next year on board a start launch vehicle from Svobodny in Siberia.
So that's on a form of missile?
Exactly, it's a converted SS-25 under the START agreement. This has been converted, right.
Is the data from your satellites available to others around the world, or is it only for the use of Swedish scientists?
Yes, all our projects have been made in international cooperation, so they are available to the scientific community worldwide.
You're ideally located to study polar activity, and you've got a sounding range at Kiruna.
Yes, we have had Kiruna operated since 1966, but at that time by ESRO. And in 1972 it was taken over by the Swedish authorities, and the Swedish Space Corporation was formed actually to operate the range.
What is a sounding rocket?
It's something which goes up and comes down again. You don't have the orbit, but suborbit. And our largest rockets, they have an apogee of about 700 kilometers, and that gives a flight time of about 20 minutes.
And what do they study?
They have microgravity experiments on board, and the time above 100 kilometers when you have no forces on the vehicle is regarded as microgravity, 10 up to minus 4 Gs. And then the scientist can do telescience, as we call it. We have video cameras on board where they can see what happens with, for example, the fluids and melts, and they can, by telecommand, operate their experiments.
So the rockets have little heaters on that melt material, and they can see what happens with it in weightlessness.
Yes. For example, if you look into alloys and you melt them on ground where you have the power through the umbilical, and then you have liftoff and the alloys get into the... not freezing, but what do you say in English? You have the...
recrystallization.
Yes, exactly that.
You're also working on a rather interestingly named satellite called Astrid, presumably not after some person.
Astrid is a scientific microsatellite for research in the magnetosphere, plasma physics, looking into the electric magnetic fields and particles. And this 30-kilogram microsatellite will be launched in December this year on board a Cosmos launch vehicle in a piggyback arrangement from Plesetsk.
Again, data available around the world?
Yes, and in this first and special case, we have an autonomous ground station, and the scientists could, via internet, collect data.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show, and good luck with the forthcoming launch of Astrid and the other projects you're working on.
Thank you very much.